there's time between these men.
Yeah, well, it is the less it means to say.
I was born in Carrollton, February the 14th, 1905, on a farm, and lived there till I was 7 years old, and we moved to Egypt Road in Carrollton. I went to Carrollton High School, and worked on the farm, and after school nights, milked cows. We had cows, horses, and we worked about 200 acres of land. And
father died.
My father died when I was 14 years old, and I took over then. I worked on the 40-acre farm, and I hauled coal in Carrollton, and during the winter. The summer I worked the farm and worked out with team. I drove horses on the railroad track when they put in a new railroad track through Carrollton. And I drove horses on the road when they built the Middle Belt Road in Wayne County. When I was 18, I went to work for Ford Motor Company, and I still kept on farming. And I worked there, and in 1930, I was married, and in 34, we moved off from the farm into a home in Newport, Michigan.
Tell them what you did for entertainment when you was a kid.
Well, when we was kids, we about all we had the entertainment was you had a pet dog and a rat and a riding pony, and we played. The neighbor boys would come and play ball in the pasture field. It was always mowed down, and that was about. We had a Victrola that you cranked up, and that was about all the entertainment we had in the home. And we had no plumbing inside the house up until I was about 20 years old, and we had to carry our water pump water for the cattle and horses, and we raised mostly hay on the farm. It was our main crop, hay and corn feed for the horses. And I bought my first car when I was 18 years old, Model T Ford. That was new at the time.
Tell me your work when you was a kid.
And when I was a boy at the home, when my father was alive, we hoed corn all during the summer. We had one day of vacation. We either went to a church picnic or we went to Belle Isle, and that was all the entertainment we had. And
tell them about if you were hoed too fast, you would.
Well, I always had to be with my father when I was a boy. You know, no matter if he's doing chores or if he's working in the field or hoeing corn or hoeing potatoes, I always had to be right with him. I never played any games at school. I never could stay and play ball because we had too much work to do at home. So I never was much for sports. I never could stay there and play at any of the sports because he needed my help at home. And I got married in 1930, and we had five children. And I worked the Fords for 49 and a half years, or 42 and a half years, and retired when I was 62. And then we had a cabin up at Houghton Lake. We built a cabin, my two sons and I. And we had a cabin built in 1952. And we had that until the boys were married and gone. And I sold that. Then we bought a property in Lakes of the North, moved a trailer in there, and we spent our summers and our hunting season. I hunted deer for at least 40 years, and the boys hunted with me, some of the grandchildren.
And what did it look like around here back then? Like in the mineral around here?
Well,
on your farm.
On the farm, it was different. There was only you knew all the farmers. You knew every person 5 miles out of Curlton. I did. The people were different then days. You neighbored more because you didn't have the places to go, and you neighbored more. You knew all your neighbors. And they would have parties, like Saturday night. Maybe one family would have a party, and everyone down two or three roads would go to that. But there was no good roads at the time, and we didn't have electricity in until I was about 15 years old before we had electricity. So before that, well, you had lanterns to do the chores with, and you had lamps for the house.
Tell about that big snowstorm.
I remember one time, I think I was about 11 years old, we had a snowstorm that drifted over the barn, and there was snow that was 15 foot deep. And it took us, from the five of us boys, it took us from early morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon before we could get to the horses and the cows to water them and feed them. And we used to have, went out with bobsleighs. In the wintertime, we used bobsleighs all the time. And in the summer, we had a buggy, use a horse and buggy. And we went to church. We drove 5 miles to church. When Father was living, we had a Surrey, and that was a two-seater, and we'll go to church with that. And we always had driving horses, and we had working horses. And
how about your college, Milton? Kicked you
and
you had to go to the hospital.
Well, my sister and I both milked cows. We each had 4 cows to milk morning and night. Well, my sister went on a vacation to Detroit, and I got kicked with a cow and had a broken leg. And the neighbor patched me up and said it was just sprained. And a year later, I had to go at the hospital, had my ankle broken over and fixed up. That was about my childhood. And
tell them about when you used to go thrashing.
In those days, they didn't have the combines like they have today on the farm. You had a thrashing machine. It came around to your place, and you changed off with your neighbors. You'd go to each neighbor, and you usually took about 15 men to take care of thrashing, and you would take your horses. So many would take horses and teams and go to one place and follow the thrashing machine around, and that was the way we got our grain thrashed. We didn't have no tractors.
And you was a little boy, and you were young, and you went to that place to eat, place where you thrashed.
One time I went thrashing, and it was some new people in there, and they were Hungarian. And I always used to be tried to be the first one in to eat at noon. We'd put our horses away and feed them, and then go in the house, and the farmer over with thrashing would feed you. Well, this happened to be some Hungarian people there that time, and I was the first one in. The lady told me, go right in and eat. And I sat down to the table, and there was a great big bowl on the there. It looked like soup, and I dipped in and put it in my plate, where it turned out to be a chicken head. And so I grabbed up a piece of bread and put some butter on and jumped up, and out I went. I couldn't eat that. I was pretty hungry when night came, because I had to take care of the horses and do all the chores before supper yet. And
what did you do instead of watch TV at night?
At night, well, there was not much to do. We read or we played cards. My father was a great one to play euchre, and we would play for. Sometimes we'd play for pennies. Sometimes the loser would have to pop popcorn, and that was all our enjoyment then. And
tell them about when Christmas time.
At Christmas time, we got very, very little bit of presents. In them days, there wasn't too much money. But they all sat around the table, and everyone had so much candy, so much and cookies. Everything was put in your plate. We would have a small Christmas tree, but that was our Christmas. We always went to midnight mass, and we come back, and then we would have our Christmas. If there was nine of us at the time at home, the children, and so it was. There wasn't too much money to spend on Christmas presents. We used to have St. Nicholas always used to come before Christmas time, and he always come with switches, and the good ones would get candy, and the ones that was bad, it always got switched. And it was always some person would dress up like St. Nicholas. But it usually turned out to be my mother that would dress up that way, nobody ever knew it. And I remember one time, my brother, he was always the bad one, and he took off for the cow stable with in his bare feet, and it was about 6 inches of snow on the ground. And he was so scared they had to go out and bring him back in the house. That was about our winter time. Of course, we would when we were at school, we would at noon we'd take a bobsleigh. Farmer would come into town, and one going home, we'd ride out bobsleigh out maybe a mile or 2 miles out. Catch the next one to come back and get back in time, go back to school. And that was our enjoyment at school.
And, well, you roller skated to.
And we used to.
How far was your house from school?
Well, we lived about a mile and three quarters from school. And we walked. We usually walked the railroad track. And during the time that I had been there, twice we found a dead man on the railroad track that got killed during the night. And we used to go through go as far as the cemetery and then go across. And then we had a sidewalk for about three quarters of a mile to school. And we'd hide our skates in the cemetery and then skate from there to school and back. And that was mostly our pleasure at school. We didn't have any football team or any basketball team or anything like that at school at that time.
Tell them about your dog. You used to help people get the cows.
Well, I usually had pleasure at home was with my dogs. We always had a shepherd dog that you could send after the cattle and after the horses. And we had one horse Yeah, all we do is when he's in pasture, you whistle for him, and he'd come. He wouldn't come up the lane. He'd come over the fence and come across the odds. So we always had to be careful about that when we had crops in. We didn't dare whistle for him because he would come straight through. And I had a pony. I used to watch the cows on the road, along the roadway, and for pasture in the summertime when the pasture would get low. And shut it off, man. I got stuff. When the older people would get together, they'd always tell them ghost stories and stories that scared us children. And I was always scared of the dark because they told us there were ghosts out there. And I never would go to the barn at night alone without somebody going with me. And when we had our restroom was outside in a little shanty. And we all kids hated to go out there at night in the dark. And the old people was always telling that there was ghosts in the cemeteries and all over. And I never did like to go through there at night. I came from a big family. My father was married twice. He had 21 children, and I was the 21st. Now they're all gone, and all of my brothers and sisters have passed away, and I'm the last one left. When we were all home yet, we would go up to Monroe to do our shopping once a week. We drove a horse and buggy or horse and wagon, and we would go out down Grafton Road and then to North Monroe, and which was all sand. That was a sand road all the way into Monroe. When I was a kid, I used to get out and walk most of the way because it was so, the horses wouldn't run through that sand, and it seemed like we'd go so slow. I had a brother-in-law run the Hope Rattle, run the beer garden in Monroe. And we used to stop over there and have dinner over there when Mother and I and my father would go shopping. And we would probably once a year get a pair of shoes and a suit, and that was our clothes outside of a pair of overalls. We wore overalls and they all back in those days all the time for working. And we used to, while we were there, My brother-in-law would take me down to the river, and we would sit there and fish and get little perch. And Hulk Rattle owned cottages down to the old Monroe Piers. We used to go down there on a streetcar, and he had three cottages down there. We would go bathing when we were kids, and he would always take me over along the River Raisin, and we would fish and get little perch. There was an old merry-go-round and a roller coaster there at the time.
Monroe Piers was that?
Yeah. And then when we would get back, we'd probably stay 2 or 3 days there, and then we'd come back and have our horse in the barn, in a horse barn there. And then we would come back to Carlton, which would take about 2 hours to go from Carlton to Monroe with a horse and buggy. The only other way we had to go, we would either have to take the train out of Carlton, or we would go down to the Rennie Road and take a streetcar. The old DUR streetcar used to run down there, and we would take that into Monroe and come back and then put our horse in the barn in Rockwood. those days they had barns all over where you could leave your horses.
Was it pretty much cleared out by then? You know, like it is now, all the open fields? Or
There was a lot more woods at that time. It's not as clear. There was just farmhouses in between. You didn't have a lot of new homes and stuff like that. Farmhouses probably were from a half a mile to a mile apart. And there was a lot of... Every farm most generally had a woods. And at that time, the snow would stay longer in the winter, because in the wintertime we would get our bobsleighs out and have bobsleighs all winter. And in the summertime we used our buggy. But the snow stayed longer on account of the more, there was more woods, more fence rows that held the snow, and it didn't blow away or melt up like it does today. And back in those days, the farmers had a milkman that picked up the milk. And my brother and I hauled milk from Carlton to Flat Rock. We went down Egypt Road and one went down Newburgh Road, and we hauled a pickup from each farmer and take his milk to the creamery. And back. And in the wintertime, the roads were so bad that we'd put four horses on a wagon and not have over eight milk cans of milk. We traveled over the old telegraph road at those days was called the Plank Road. And it was made of plank at one time. And so many of the plank was wore out that you would, every time the wagon hit the plank that was left in the road, it would almost throw you off in the wagon. And when we would get home from the trip, we had, each one of us had four horses to wash down. They would get mud way up their bellies and all over, and we had to take them out and wash them off every day when we get home. And the Ready Road, that was just a dirt road. All the roads, there was no telegraph was the first road that was paved out there. Of course, I was probably about 16, 18 years old at that time when they paved that. And that was the first road that was paved. And the first road, when we used to haul our pork and chickens and stuff to Detroit. In those days, we'd take a wagon in the summertime and a sleigh in the wintertime. And West Road was the first one from Flat Rock to Trenton that was paved. And you always had to put four horses on a wagon and take as far as the West Road when we would take a load of pork and chickens and stuff to the market. Then there was no roads in Monroe County. It was paved before the telegraph road was paved.
How far was it all planks on telegraph?
How far what?
Like how long? I mean, how far do they have it planked? You know, telegraph.
Oh, that went all the way through to. As far as Monroe, up to where the sand started in, and then at one time they had the old war road when the first World War was, they traveled up across that old war road, and that was graveled, and it was pretty good traveling in those days. But since that, now it's nothing but a dirt road anymore. Yeah. In those days, we cut our own trees down and hauled our logs to the sawmill in Carlton. Reiser and Son, they had the sawmill, and they would saw the logs out. You had the old steam mill, and he would haul the saw the lumber out, and that's what we would build our barns and houses out of. There also was a mill in Carlton. I worked during the winter time sometimes in the mill, bagging flour. We took our grain up there, and we would take wheat there and have it ground. We had our own flour, and for those days we didn't have a refrigerator, so we had our own ice house, and we would cut ice in the winter at Flat Rock in the Huron River and haul it with horses to Carlton, and we get our sawdust from the lumber company and pack our ice in the ice house, and we would furnish ice then for the beer garden in Carlton. And then we had our own ice, which we'd have to get every two or three days. And each winter, it was packed. One winter, my brother fell through and almost froze. He got, before we could get him anywhere where he could get warmed up, he fell through the ice. Water was about 10 foot deep.